Animals. Becky, good morning. How are you doing today?
Weather this week so far has just been tremendous, and it's nice to be able to sit out on the deck a little bit, get some fresh air, and see spring is bursting out all over. Allergies will tell you that.
Spring has sprung, yeah, and that's the one thing is about it. The allergies get me sometimes, and I hate if I'm like in public or something and I have to cough just a little bit because of my allergies. Everybody just kind of looks at you like, does he have it?
You know? I know. So. I know exactly what you're saying. You know, you get a little paranoid about things that used to just kind of happen.
Right.
So we're all in the same boat, though.
But yeah, I had a little cough when I was out. No, it was just one, like, little cough, and I just noticed out of the side of my eye, some guy just looked at me like, what are you doing? Why'd you cough? You know, it's like, no, I have allergies. These are the weather is definitely messing with it right now. But it has been beautiful this week, though. That's for sure.
It sure has. And like I said, you take every day as it comes and be thankful for the pleasant of the day. And that's just kind of what we're doing. And I think, we are doing a great job in Montgomery County. It sounds like we're really trying to follow the rules and keep the spread down. And it's just kind of nice to live in a small town and a rural area. And when the world is kind of crazy, I just appreciate. I've lived here my whole life, and it was a choice I made, and I've never regretted it. It's a great place to be.
Yeah, I lived in a big city. I lived in Oklahoma City for most of my life, and then moved to a slightly smaller town, Enid, Oklahoma. Size about 50,000 people, and then I moved out here, and I thought, I mean, this is going to be a completely different change for me, but you know what? I have not regretted one bit of it. I've loved it out here, and it's just the people are great, and I absolutely love it here.
Well, I understand. You know, as I said, I was even born in the hospital over there on 4th Street. It was Coffeyville Memorial Hospital at that time. So we do produce good people. I'm speaking of myself.
Absolutely. Lots of great people in town, and I've enjoyed it here for since I moved here. I've absolutely loved it.
Well, anyway, as we're talking, this is different times, and I heard you earlier speaking of the shelter and how the situation has changed a little bit, and we haven't been forgotten. I will say that we still have people that are contacting us for donations because, you know, this time people are struggling in many ways. So sometimes these organizations like us that depend on people's kindness and goodness, we kind of get left out. But that's not been the case with the shelter. I'm so pleased. We still have people that are coming out, and they know to either leave their donation at the gate, or if the gate's open, they just leave it at the door. And because the animals we have still need that care, they need that food, they need the kitty litter. You know, so we appreciate everyone that is kind of, you know, remembering us and coming out and doing that for us. The adoptions, of course, are down, but we are not taking in any surrenders at this time. So that allows us to keep the animals that we have safe. And we feel like we can manage, you know, with our restricted employees. So we've had to cut that down. And if you've got many, many animals, it takes a lot more people to handle it. So I think Brad's got a really good grasp on how he's handling that situation. And he's been very cautious, which I don't blame him at all. So I'll kind of remind people how we're asking for these. There's no visits. There's no tours as we've had in the past. Like I said, if you have a donation that you want to bring to us, the gate, if it's closed, just sit it there. No one's going to bother it. Or if the gate's open, just take it up to the door. And we appreciate the same, you know, it's the same items we've always needed. It's the food, it's the kitty litter, puppy chow, kitten chow. We sometimes get low on that, the dog treats. We're using lots of bleach, probably more than we have. I'm sure we are. And we've always used Dawn detergent. So those are just things that people, you know, are really good about bringing. So that's kind of the want list that standard. We are keeping the facility is we've always had lots of pride in the fact that it is a clean, well-kept kennel and facility. But we're doing even a better job now, so we're being very careful there. And if, as we speak today, and I do have a list of animals today, and most of them have been with us for quite a while, but it makes sense. We don't have the traffic that we've had. But if there's an animal I mentioned today, dog, cat, that you're interested in, don't hesitate to contact Brad, because he's still wanting that interaction, but it has to be in a more restricted way and by appointment, and you just need to talk to Brad about what you think you might be interested in. So with that being said, there's several ways that you can contact Brad, and number one is our phone number, of course, 620-252-6060. We also have a Facebook page, CFA, where we're still posting animals' pictures. So as we're talking today, or you just get onto our site and you see an animal, you can kind of get a good idea of what he/she looks like. And then we also have an email address for Brad, and it is jbradley.cfa@gmail.com. So it's jbradley.cfa@gmail.com. And so I told you my allergies are bothering me. I got a frog. Sorry.
Oh, you're fine. You're fine. That's doing that to me too. If you've heard a lot of the show, you'll kind of if somebody else is talking, you'll hear me in the background going, because it's like I'm constantly having to do that. It seems like.
I didn't want to cough in the middle of that email address, but I was going to go, dang, this is getting kind of raspy here. I better do something about this.
No, you're fine. You're fine.
Okay. So anyway, those are the ways that we're asking you to contact us. And, when things straighten up, it'll all be good. But here are the large dogs that we have available, and these names, many of them are going to sound very familiar to you guys. We have Curly. Curly's been with us quite a while. He's not the longest, but I believe he's the next longest resident we have right now. He's about 6 months old now. He's a brindle mix. He's a very sweet boy. He's kind of a gray with the brindle, and probably would need some training as far as understanding a yard and things, because he has spent almost his whole life at the shelter, so he's not had the freedom to run and stuff, so he probably would need some training. We have Haas. We're not sure of his age. The story on Haas and Draco, they were two dogs that were found in a house that was on fire. The house fire was put out, but in searching through the home, they found these two dogs. Well, they hadn't had the best of care. They've been underweight. They've had some health issues, but we have been working and getting them healed up, and they're really nice dogs. So Haas, like I said, not sure of his age, but he is already neutered. He is white and brindle. He's an American Bulldog Boxer mix. He's a very sweet boy. He's gained some weight. He's really starting to put the weight on, so he's nice, much nicer looking than when he came in. He came in with Draco, who is a black German Shepherd mix. He's about a year old. Draco's had some skin allergies, so his fur was looking really bad when he came in. But, again, we've got the medication going, and his fur's coming back, and the weight's being put on, and we've had some interest and people looking at Draco. So please know he's still available. And if they're interested, then give Brad a call. We have Cleo. Cleo is a heeler mix, mostly white with some brown specks and black on her face, and about 9 months old. Peko, kind of shy, scared guy when he came in. He's doing much better now. He's got a really pretty, shiny brindle coat. He has also been neutered. He doesn't get along with the smaller dogs. He would need to have either be an only child or a dog of his size. But he's a good dog. He's very, very pretty. I was there the weekend that he came in, and he's gorgeous. Just one of those situations that, you don't know all the details, but that was kind of what the surrender was all about. And then we have a spayed female, Cassandra. She is four years old. She's spayed. She's a pocket bully, and they're small. She's tan and white. She is super, super sweet. She has been tested for heartworms. And as we know, heartworm treatment can be very expensive, but the veterinarian felt like we've caught it in time that through treatment we can heal her. And because of the expense, we've had a special fund set up to help us cover that cost. And so if you were interested in her and wanted to come look at her, or after calling Brad, but if you're interested in her, know that she does have the heartworms, but we're in the middle of treatment, and we have funds available to help that new adoption take place and have the funding for that, too. And we have Glenn. Glenn is a four-year-old black male. He's a lab and hound mix, very sweet, sweet personality. And we have Clark, 2 to 3 year old lab mix. And he's been the shelter the longest. Clark's been with us the very longest. He's super sweet. He just needs some patience. He just needs some training and that new owner. And again, as we've talked about, the animals that have that, you know, maybe they're mostly black or maybe they're just mostly white. They don't have anything that just stands them out. So many times they get passed by. They, you know, people don't think about their personality and spend some time with them and think, after they spend some time, man, this is really a great dog. They have a great personality. So we're always, you know, saying, please don't just go by and look at the outside. It's kind of like a person, too. Don't judge someone by their cover. Get inside. And that's the same way we feel about our animals out there. So, and the last large dog is Tyson, and he's a light brown brindle. Looks almost like kind of like a tiger, but he's a terrier Aussie mix. So that would be the dogs. Our cat adoptions, we're still keeping at $30. And we have like 4 available. We have Swede. She's our flirt. She loves to rub against the kennel. She loves to rub against the kennel to get your attention.
She's like, hey, look at me. I'm lovable.
That's exactly what she does. Oh, she is. She is a flirt and does that little purr and little meow. And
aww.
She's a very pretty. She's really a light yellow creamy color. And she's about 5 years old. Turtle, his name is Sky on the side. He loves to hide under his bed, so that's why they changed his name from Sky to Turtle. Because you walk up to the cage and you'll kind of see the newspaper kind of go up and down, and because we line our cages with newspaper,
mm-hmm.
and then they have a bed on top of that. Well, he gets that newspaper up, and so he is buried, and he's as shy as he can be. But when you reach in, he loves to be rubbed. It's not, you know, like he's not wanting to have that affection. He's just probably a little overwhelmed at the situation.
Right. It's a lot for him to take in.
It is. He's a gray tiger tabby male about 3 years old. So Turtle's, he's unique and fun. We enjoy him. Cassie is a beautiful 2-year-old female calico. She has a light gray and white in her color. And we also have another turtle kitten that likes to hide. And he's a little bit more shy. So he would kind of need a little bit more, you know, socializing, I guess. You know, we've had people come out, it just made me think of this, and this will happen again. It's really cool. They just want to come out and hold a kitten, or they just want to hold a cat. You know, they just want that interaction and love and pet, and man, that's good for them to be socialized that way. And it gives us time to do other things, and yet the cat gets a chance to be socialized. So
mm-hmm.
when we're back up and going and wanting those volunteers back, we can always remind people that sometimes we just need dog walkers, we just need kitty holders, you know, just all kinds of things. So.
Well, I still have my friend that she's going to be moving up here, and her daughter was wanting to volunteer out there, so hopefully when all that gets going again, she's still wanting to volunteer out there at
good.
CFA.
Good.
So
good. You know, we've had some great kids that have come in, and we had a young lady 2 or 3 years back that her grandmother brought her out every Saturday afternoon, and she was too young to be by herself, so her grandmother would just sit there. And the young lady would, and she was very consistent, very reliable. It was amazing. And I know that experience with her is going to make her the greatest pet owner out there and an advocate for why we don't want these unwanted litters and things like that. She learned so much. But it was a good experience for her.
Mm-hmm.
We've had different kids come out, and sometimes it's the seniors that went, oh, we've got to do community service. We need to come out. We love them out there. But, you know, everyone has this mentality, or I should say everyone, but a lot of people think, oh, the mentality is, let's have litters. We, you know, aren't they cute? And they don't really think about what a litter is. You know,
it can be puppies. Interesting for sure.
Yeah, it all changes. So it's just very educational. Come out and spend some time at the shelter. So we recommend it for all of us when things are back when we can do that. So if you're wanting to call Brad, like I said, the number is 620-252-6060. Visit us on Facebook, CFA. Send him a message that way. And his email address is jbradley.cfa@gmail.com. And we appreciate everyone still being interested in us and trying to help us along. And Come look at her. I guess I better say, go to Facebook and see what we have to offer.
That's right, because you're posting all of them out there on Facebook. That way you can kind of look at them, you know, instead of having to go out there, you can kind of come out there and look at them. And then when you make the appointment to see them, you'll be able to play or interact with the dog or cat via appointment, correct?
Exactly.
So, and just in case, maybe some people that don't know, where are you guys located at?
Well, sure, because if they'd want to bring a donation out or something, we are located on the way, if you were going to South Coffeyville, the last county road before you go across the bridge is where we are. It is right across the street from the water waste treatment plant. There's a little sign that says animal shelter, I believe, a little green sign, but you'll notice the big pretty Coffeyville sign on the other side, but that's where we're located. So it's a paved road all the way to the shelter, so it's not a dirt road, and it's a white building with a big, nice sign that says Coffeyville Friends of Animals. So that's where we are. So.
Well, you guys do a great job out there taking care of those animals and making sure it gets out there. And it seems like even though the COVID-19 is going on, that it still sounds like you guys are pretty busy and adoptions are going pretty good right now. And this may be the best time. If you're one of those people that have to stay in all the time, it's good to have one of those furry friends to kind of keep you company, and definitely great bonding time.
Sure, because you could spend... you're right, exactly right, because the thing about getting a puppy or a kitten is the fact that they do have to have time by themselves. That's usually when the nonsense starts and the honoriness starts and you have problems, so, because they're home alone and they're bored. So it's probably a good timing for that if it's just, you know, we can just do it in a safe manner. And I did also, Brad did want me to say, we are still trying to do some in-state rescue groups. There are some in-state rescue groups that are still... trying to help shelters moving the animals around, so that if you are overcrowded there, so that's wonderful that we still have that and haven't sent any out for a while because we're just kind of holding our own with what we have and we're able to take care of them. But so there's still a lot of people out there working to make, you know, make better lives for our animals.
And we definitely appreciate that. And we definitely appreciate you guys. You guys, again, that you guys work so hard out there and to make those animals, you just feel comfortable. And hopefully, like I said last week, you guys would love to not have any animals out there right now. Get them all adopted out. But, you know, that's not realistic sometimes. No. So
it's nice when numbers are down because,
yes,
you know, people are and neutering their animals and keeping their animals and taking good care of their animals.
Exactly.
So it's a better world when our numbers are down, we feel that way anyway.
Absolutely. Well, Becky, thank you so much for coming on today. And again, we'll have this interview up on our on our website here in just a few minutes. And again, we appreciate you calling in every week and talking about all the great animals out there at the shelter.
I appreciate you guys allowing us to do this. So everyone's, as you say, stay home, stay safe, and we'll all be together soon.
Absolutely, we will. All right, Becky. Well, you have a great day.
Okay, thank you.
All right,
bye-bye.
All right, that was Becky Barnhart from the Coffeyville Friends of Animals. Lots of great animals out there, so be sure to head on over there, check them out. So we are going to go ahead and take a break. We'll come back. We'll start open line back up again, and we will take your calls. We'll also take your calls about the Nichols Hitching Post poll question of the day, so be sure to get your vote ready for that. So we will be right back. You're listening to Open Line right here on the Mighty 690 KGGF.